Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Lonnie Anderson passed away. My goodness. Just about 80, a couple days short of her birthday, right?
Yeah.
It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. You can hit the follow button and catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Lonnie Anderson played the struggling radio station's empowered receptionist on the hit TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati. She died Sunday, just a couple of days before her 80th birthday, in a Los Angeles hospital, had a prolonged illness. Of course, family heartbroken announced passing of our dear wife, mother, and grandmother. Her family said in a statement, that TV show was on the air from 78 to 82. And yes, it was popular, and a lot of us certainly can, you know, identify with that show and its characters. And I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, how accurate it was on radio, I think at times was very accurate. Whenever you turn on the microphone, you are muted out. You don't hear
right. All
the other things in the studio. Otherwise, you get a thing called feedback.
I did get called Andy a bit back in the day during my young program director days.
He was kind of a suave, cool, down-to-earth kind of guy, wasn't he?
I see why they called me that.
Did you have a pair of cowboy boots? Because he did.
I did.
Uh-huh. You did indeed.
I did. Wow. Still do.
Wow. You're a regular, I don't know.
I don't know, but whatever it is, that's what I am.
You're a regular so-and-so.
Yes, I am. You so-and-so.
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Lonnie Anderson. That was like the big deal back in the day. They made a movie together, and then they got married, and then they had a really nasty divorce, apparently. But they do have a son, Quentin Reynolds. Not familiar with any work that he may have done, if he is even in the business, but they did agree that the best decision we ever made in our entire relationship, Lonnie Anderson said that, was having their son. And so that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And Lonnie Anderson, rest in peace, passed away just shy of being 80 years old. President Trump talking about panickins.
Panickins.
Don't be a panickin.
Yeah, who wants to be one of those?
Nope. He was asked about it on an interview show. He said, in some cases, you know, they're good people that really, you know, they have the best and they want to do things, but I call them panickins because maybe they're not smart because they're playing right into the enemy's camp. And in other types of cases, they really are. People are panicked. They can't handle pressure. Both are sort of dangerous. Trump sat down with Breitbart News for nearly an hour, an exclusive interview on camera at his seaside golf resort, Turnberry, in western Scotland, just before the British Prime Minister Starmer arrived for a bilateral meeting. And but this was, you know, this was based on an interview and an interview question that was kind of laid out, you know, define the term that he came up with, panickins. And he was asked what he and his team at the White House mean by that when they rip worry warts freaking out during high-stakes political moments faced by the president and the nation. Dating back months now, Trump and his team have roasted what they call panickins at critical moments. Sometimes there are people close to the president or folks who were supportive of his comeback campaign in 2024 who are somewhat critical of this issue or that. And these supposed divisions are something the Democrats and the establishment media have sought to exploit for political gain. Trump has fended off these claims of division within the America First movement and everything from how he approaches tariffs, trade policy, immigration, et cetera, and now how he's handling the Jeffrey Epstein files years after his former friend's death. But Trump is not rattled by any of it. I don't know. I was listening to Mark Levin the other night, and he was kind of referring to the panickins. I don't know if he used that term.
Yeah.
But was anybody who was a supporter of Trump, and how dare they question the whole Epstein thing? And I got to tell you, I don't completely share Levin's view on this, but I'll let him defend himself because we're going to have him on the air Friday.
Yep.
He's got a new book out. Oh, don't get me wrong. I highly respect him and the vast majority of his opinions on stuff. Mm-hmm. And this really is opinion-based. This isn't like a constitutional issue. It's how things are perceived and how things look. You tell everybody you're going to have this transparent operation, and I don't know what happened with the Epstein files, right. Lists or non-list or all that. I just know that things don't appear to have been really handled in a way that everybody's comfortable with.
Right.
We know Epstein's dead. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why you want to know. Okay, Mark Levin, I'll talk to him. Here's why you want to know who's on a supposed list. Because that is the same list that very well could be used by outside forces, enemies of the U.S., because if they have that information and they know something about some of these people, then that puts them in a position of vulnerability,
yep,
to be leveraged by said bad players in the world. So that's why it needs to come out. That's the ongoing threat.
Right.
We know Epstein's not a threat. We know he's a scumbag, loser.
Yep.
I'm glad he's dead, whether he killed himself or not. He's dead. He's gone. That's a good thing. But who were the players? Who were involved? And that's one of the reasons why we would need to know, is because they could otherwise be compromised. You know, if there's any intel, if there's any information on this, there's a good chance that some other foreign entity could also have that information. That's why it's important to get to the bottom of it. Okay? Especially if you're going to call yourself, you know, we're the transparent ones, we are. And I believe that. That Trump and his team, they're the good guys.
Right.
The good guys aren't always perfect, though. They make mistakes. And this handling of the Epstein thing, unfortunately, I think is one of those. Now, here's where it gets more complicated. Not like Trump had control of those files the whole time. It's not like anybody that we necessarily trusted. And we know that, you know, the Brennans and the Clappers and the other bozos of the world, the Comeys, have had access. They could add information into files that may not be true. They can subtract information from files that may be true. We know they're capable of doing that. So I get it when the president, you know, he is very cautious because there could be innocent people impacted by it. I get that. You have to give the American people a little bit of room to be able to understand that for themselves. Yes, of course, the media, if there's a Republican on the list, the media will go absolutely berserk and crazy. It won't be a fact-finding mission. It'll be a mission to destroy that person. But sometimes these are the things that you have got to deal with. And you got to get it out there. Now, that's my opinion on that. Okay? Now, as far as the president firing this commissioner, Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, it'd be really easy, and I can't believe that some people try to write it off as, you know, Stephen Hayes, so he was a so-called conservative, whatever, saying something like, oh, this is the work of a banana republic because Trump fired her. He didn't fire her because the numbers are bad. There's a history here. You've got to follow this stuff just a little bit, not make a comment right after she gets fired and all of a sudden you're going, oh, well, there's a Biden appointee, so that's why you fired her, because the because you don't like the numbers. Well, no, the president accused this woman, Erica McIntyre, of manipulating the data. Okay, and also that and charged that she had done so in the past as well. He said, I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. He said, so you know what I did? I fired her. And she was a career federal employee, was confirmed by the Senate to lead BLS in January of 24 after previously serving as a senior economist to the White House Council of Economic Advisors under Biden. And there, it wasn't just Trump. There was also other people who were on top of her putting out incorrect information. One of them was Senator Roger Marshall, a Republican out of Kansas. He demanded testimony from her last year. And, well, now he's happy. And Trump is entitled to do that if he chooses to. It's not banana republic stuff. Give me a break. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way as well. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Shaping up to be another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. Warm one, but, not as warm as it's been. You always got to look at the bright side. Good morning and welcome. 9:20 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oh, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, a little warm under the collar right now. He's not real happy with some of the Democrat House members there that, looks like the Republicans were going to, whoop them again. And they were going to redistrict some areas in Texas, which they have every right to do. And the Democrats, they didn't want to fight. They didn't want to debate. They just wanted to run away. And I mean, literally, run away. Yeah, come home. So the Texas governor said that the derelict Democrat House members must return to the Lone Star State today by 3 p.m. or there's going to be hell to pay. He didn't say that. He said face expulsion from office.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And he was quite serious. Dozens of Texas Democratic state representatives arrived in Chicago Sunday, to stall the vote. Shortly after Abbott released his statement, the Texas House Democratic Caucus issue, a very simple response in writing, come and take it. The statement also described Republicans' proposed districts, which would potentially secure 5 new GOP U.S. House seats in next year's midterm elections. And the Democrats are calling it a racist mid-decade redistricting scheme.
I have a thought on that. If they're saying that they're taking away the rights of blacks and Hispanics from voting, why are they presuming who they're voting for? Isn't that kind of racist?
It is indeed, actually. Yes, it is. So, very much so. Oh, but profiling. The Democrats have this long, long habit of any debate that it appears they're not going to win, that they have no real standing, legal or otherwise, they tend to then throw out things like, you're a white supremacist, you're a racist, and you're a Nazi, and yes, we've heard these terms before.
It's like they think they own them.
They would like to. But in Texas, they're not going to get away with it. Rather than doing their jobs and voting on urgent legislation affecting the lives of all Texans, they have fled Texas to deprive the House of a quorum necessary to meet and conduct business. At least 100 members of the 150-member Texas House must be present to conduct business, and approximately 50 of the Dems have left. And Abbott said that their commitment to voting as elected state officials is a duty and is not optional. The Texas House is set to reconvene, like I said, today, 3 p.m., and you must return or you could be removed from your positions by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Republican AG has already stated that the lawmakers should be found and arrested no matter where they go. Wow.
Well, then you got Pritzker, you know, up in Chicago going, okay, we can play that game. Kind of like, okay, well, we'll do some redistricting so we can counter your redistricting and we'll raise you five or something. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, I think some of the Democrats think that if they hide behind him, they actually won't be seen.
Oh, they won't be. They could all hide behind him. Every one of them. House and Senate.
Yeah,
they could.
Well, there's 50 of them that are on the loose.
Yeah.
Probably, I think they probably only hide 20 behind them. I mean, I don't want to be.
Maybe I'm being a little
critical. I don't
want
to be mean.
I was being critical.
You're being nasty.
I'm sorry. I was being so mean.
Yeah, the Illinois governor, J.B., I guess B for big, shared his support for the Texas Democrats during the news conference, describing their departure as a righteous act of courage. What was the other headline? It was moral?
Moral.
It was a moral thing?
Yeah.
Now it's a righteous act of courage.
Wow.
Yeah. When Dems don't do their jobs, or they lie, or they're just not correct on the issue, somehow they try to put in words like righteous and moral, and it's...
It does not apply.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Texas Democrats were left no choice but to leave their home state, block a vote from taking place, and protect their constituents. What are you going to do? Run out the clock?
I thought voting is how you protected your constituents.
Yes.
And if since you know, elections have consequences and there aren't enough of you, you know, just to borrow some words from Obama, well, that's how it happens. That's how the cookie crumbles.
Now, I think he said it like this. Our side won, na-na-na, boo-boo. Our side won.
That was what he was really saying, yes.
There's no mandate for you, evil conservatives.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he puts the O in Obama, all right. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh! Are we going to get money? You get a check! Ed, you get a check!
Thanks, Oprah!
No, it's Trompra.
Oh.
Trompra? I had to make that one up on the fly.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's Trompra. It is Trump. President Trump remains open to a potential rebate for middle-income and low-income earners thanks to the vast sums of money that are coming into the Treasury through his tariff policies. They just don't have a place to put all that money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stacking up.
Oh, yeah. Give it away.
During a gaggle before Trump boarded Air Force One en route to Joint Base Andrews, he was asked about the possibility of a rebate to Americans, emphasizing that the Treasury took in $29.6 billion in tariffs just in the month of July alone. Trump first emphasized that paying down the national debt's a top priority, but he's open to tariff-funded dividends for the American people. Yes, I invested in you. I invested in you. President Trump, and you are going to produce a dividend for me? And by the way, this is not going to be given to Democrats. I just did that to get your attention. Now, that's the way it should be, right? It's 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And you'd never have to miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, even iHeart. There you go. All right, lots of stuff coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky, making Mondays great.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yes! It's another awesome day. It's a Monday, but we're going to make the best of it because that's how we roll. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Lonnie Anderson has passed away, beloved actress, star of WKRP in Cincinnati. I mean, you say Lonnie Anderson, you're going to say KRP in Cincinnati, yep. And you might also say Burt Reynolds.
Yes, I think that's totally accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that order.
Yeah, too bad they had they got married in like 84, but had a... had a pretty bad breakup, I guess, around 94.
Yeah.
But they do have a son together, Quentin Reynolds.
I think it was her son. I think he adopted him. But still theirs, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, here's the quote she said. The best decision that we ever made in our entire relationship had to do with the son, Quentin Reynolds. But I don't know. So you don't think it's really his?
I don't think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not that it matters. But just
no,
accuracy.
I just... Yeah, but... So you're pretty certain?
I'm pretty certain.
Okay.
More certain than Tina.
Wait. Oh! Are you trying to start another school board fight? Huh?
No, because they'll like try to tell a popo to kick me out.
These people...
They're mean.
They were getting excited.
Well, you know, and it was all the lefty old hippies that were doing all the yelling and name-calling.
No way.
No, I know. Shocking.
No.
I can smell it through the video just watching it.
All right, I'm clicking. I'm clicking here on the Alachua Chronicle.com.
Oh, because they cover everything.
Yeah, and they've really done a great very small operation. They have done a very good job.
Yes.
And Commissioner of Education recommends withholding school board members' salaries for violating parents' rights. Mm-hmm. Yep, this is the Florida Commissioner for Education, Anastasios Koumatsis, sent a letter to the Alachua County School Board Chair, Sarah Rockwell, requiring her to attend the August 20th State Board of Education and recommending that the State Board members' salaries be withheld after Vice Chair Tina Certain told deputies to remove a parent from the July 31st meeting.
He was done talking already, had stepped away.
And didn't say anything that I thought that would create or cause a riot or physical harm to anybody at all.
No.
They just apparently didn't like what he said. During this general public comment, about 30 people spoke in support of Rockwell after she apologized for posting the "One Less MAGA in the World," referring to the death of Hulk Hogan. However, the room erupted in chaos after a man who identified himself as Jeremy criticized Rockwell and other board members. You know what you said, and you should step down. That doesn't seem too outrageous. That's not language that's unacceptable. Vice Chair Tina Certain, who was chairing the meeting after Chair Sarah Rockwell handed the gavel to her because Rockwell is still recovering from surgery, told the next speaker, Gainesville City Commissioner Casey Willits, to wait because she was having Jeremy removed. Deputies approached Jeremy, who argued that he had the right to be in a public meeting, and the audience started jeering and telling him to leave. It was like a crowd mentality.
Oh,
the mob.
They were the rude ones there.
Mm-hmm. Board attorney David Delaney advised against removing Jeremy, and Certain announced that he could stay. I thought it was an attorney maybe there in the background that was saying, you better not do that or something.
That is okay. Who that was, yes.
Oh, okay. Board attorney, yes. David Delaney. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He knows that there would have been a lawsuit, probably. You can't just go kicking people out randomly because you don't like what they say.
Yeah.
And again, to follow up on that, check out Facebook. Our friend Chris Wagner did a great write-up. And again, he spent, years training officers in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, school board's not your boss. You know, you don't need to kick somebody out just because they don't like them there. It's a law enforcement thing. So.
Yeah, if in their judgment they say that somebody's getting out of hand, could be a danger to themselves
physical,
or others,
right.
Or is saying things that could incite a riot, then they need to take immediate action. But yeah, you can't just toss somebody out without any call. I don't like what
and
they
the
said.
The attorney
not good
knew
enough.
That, which is why he said what he did.
Yeah, but the people, the crowd were nasty. This is our meeting. Get out.
Oh, it's only for Democrats.
Yeah, I think that's what they meant.
Okay, but the school board's supposed to represent all the students, and they're not all Democrats.
And was it Faye Williams actually? She's the one that said, this is our meeting, get out,
yeah.
And continued yelling into the microphone that Jeremy, the young man,
yes.
The adult that was speaking, said Jeremy should be removed, including he's a white supremacist, so put his... Mm-hmm. ASS out.
How rude is that?
Yeah. I mean, it's rude and completely unnecessary and highly illegal.
We have to go down the racial thing, don't we? That's their go-to.
He's a white supremacist because his opinion was different than... That doesn't make sense. And in some ways, it does make sense.
Yeah. Right.
All right. What else do we have going on? Cash Patel calls out the lying media. Yep. Well, they called him a liar before.
Yeah.
When he had revealed some things. He said, I proved the Steele dossier was fictitious intelligence. This was back toward the first Trump term, right? It was weaponized by corrupt FBI officials to deceive a federal judge and unlawfully spy on them and the presidential candidate, the whole Trump campaign, right? And it was all paid for by his opponent. And the media called me a liar, he said. That was then. He said, now I'm the FBI director. And we just uncovered burned bags in rooms filled with hidden Russiagate files, including the Durham Annex, and declassified them. Once again, I released the prior FBI's own documents and exposed the truth. And the same media is calling me a liar again.
Wow.
I think what it is, if you say or expose or present any evidence that the left is doing wrong, they're just going to automatically call you a name.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess he's of Indian origin.
I'd yell racism then. That's what I would do if I were him.
You would?
You're a bunch of racists, yeah.
You could call him a racist too?
Well, no. He needs to call them racist. Oh. Picking on him.
Yeah. I like what you did there.
You don't
there,
like brown people? What's wrong with you people? You know? Come on. Bunch of racists?
Yeah. He said, this is to find more documents. It's almost unbelievable in some ways. And he said, while legacy media have largely ignored the revelations, the materials cited by Patel are not going into their burn bags. Sources told Fox News top intelligence and national security officials are now overseeing the declassification of the Durham Annex. That'll be sent to Senator Chuck Grassley. And he's supposed to release these documents to the public. In 2019, then-Attorney General William Barr initiated the Durham probe to explore potential misconduct by the FBI in its efforts to tie the Trump campaign to Russia. Durham concluded in his final report, released in 2023, that the FBI relied on uncorroborated intelligence and lacked a sufficient basis to launch a full investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with the United States Cold War adversary. So, this is it's the same, wheel, it seems like, going round and round. We really don't have, we don't have any more information than we had then. Now, we've got more documentation. We've got more corroboration. We've got more people getting caught red-handed. But it doesn't mean, once again, we're going to get a perp walk. This stuff with Obama and Clinton, how deceitful they were. Mm-mm. My goodness. The things that they were doing. Then how can you have a guy who's like the head of the CIA, John Brennan, and be one of the most, appears to be most untrustworthy individuals. A complete political hack. And yet he was head of the CIA. And that's why, as I've said before, a lot of this is going to boil on down and boil on back to the power that we give these folks in the intelligence community. They've got too much power, in my opinion. Well, they've done some fantastic work. But if there's any rogue nature to individuals or a lot of them, maybe not the entire collective, but a lot of them, they can create havoc for people. They've got ways. Who was it that said it? Seven ways to Sunday. You mess with the Intel Committee, they got seven ways to Sunday to get to you. I believe that was not Schiff. It was Schumer.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Trump when Trump first talked about, questioning Intel information or reports. Mm-hmm. They got seven ways to Sunday to get at you. But he's right.
Sure he is.
Schumer's right.
They know it. Yeah.
Yeah. They can. Oh, yeah. They could put stuff on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, eventually you might be able to get out of it
after you're broke and lost everything
completely,
you have.
After you're completely, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And have a bad name and lost maybe your friends and family and everything else.
Yeah.
And they know. And that's unfortunately some of the ways in which they operate. Well, the Texas thing, that's like the big deal, especially for Texas. But it's interesting to sit in the cheap seats and look and go, so the Democrats don't want to deal with redistricting, so they literally run away. So that's the first time they've done that.
Yeah.
But it's Jasmine Crockett that cracks me up because she's the one that's saying, I do not currently reside in my district based on the plan that has been drawn, which is yet another red flag. Well, somebody needs to explain to her that when they redistrict things, they're not going to look at where you live and go, oh, well, we can't draw our good friend Crazy Crockett out of there.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. No! Of course, it's redistricting. She somehow is trying to make it a point. But that I would be, you know, I wouldn't even be living in my district. Yeah, but that would create a problem for you.
That may be part of the point.
Yeah.
You know? Just saying.
And she said, it truly breaks my heart to have people sign up and run for office, say that they want to help their communities, and then they're doing everything to hurt communities. It's very disheartening that these are the people that are in control.
Wow.
Redistricting is not going to hurt communities. Huh. But the Democrats can be a bit desperate from time to time. You think?
Yeah.
All right. It is your turn. All right. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Don't be shy. Call in now with your positive, upbeat thoughts. 877-975-9825. Call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ah, let's make it an awesome day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us or we'll share with you. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Greg, you got a smile?
Yeah, I had a good time Friday night. Actually, Jen was out of town, so Blake and I went up.
Wow.
Saw one of...
partying.
The boys were out. One of my favorite bands, Uncle Morty's Rhythm Cream Band. And they were playing up in High Springs Friday night. And, man, they're just always amazing. They do like... very jazzy, but pop. I mean,
they got some horns, right?
Oh, so yeah, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, old Chicago stuff.
I love it.
They nail that stuff. Jerry's amazing on the vocals, but had a good time and ran into our friend Dr. Larry Smith. He and his wife were there as well. Yeah, so a good time there, had by all.
Had a good time in the city of Suwannee, where it flows out into the Gulf of America. And, with our very good friends, Jim and Betsy, we just have the best time with them, and we're all very competitive. So we almost have this, like, triathlon thing going on. It's like cornhole and pickleball, and usually we get darts in there, although we didn't this time.
Oh, man.
Fishing.
Yeah.
So I go, I caught the first fish. I caught the most fish. But then his Betsy reminded me that, I caught the only actual keeper, and it was a redfish, and it was... delicious.
Nice.
So that definitely makes me smile. A wonderful, wonderful weekend with friends. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Good morning, fellas. Your show, typically as usual day, is a great start. Beats the hell out of watching TV and all the bad stuff down there. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, thank you. Have a great day, too. And we try to mix it up a little bit. I mean, you don't want to be beat to death with, doom and destruction. And
we don't like it either.
No. I mean, we'll get out the important information and stuff.
Yeah.
We try not to dwell on it. There's certainly other things going on in the world, no doubt about it. So thanks. Appreciate that. And coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I love dogs, and this dog was pretty smart. Gary Thines was exercising his own dog in a park near Pittsburgh. Another dog approached him, did the old Lassie thing, like barked, come follow me, barked, that kind of thing. He goes, I decided just to follow him. And what he ended up finding was some people who basically were just about to overdose on drugs. And he was a reformed drug addict, so he knew exactly what he was looking at. He called 911, and they were able to save those folks, the lives of a couple. And, of course, the dog now is a hero, as it should be. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.